Could be a big week for President Bush as the Senate takes a first crack at his tax package. So far, the White House does not have the votes for the president's plan, but the dealing is well underway. Joining me now is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
The tax cut comes up this week as part of the overall budget for next year, but the president has not presented his budget. How does that work?
Well, the Democrats are going to make a big stink about that, but the Bush administration, from the minute that they took office, have been working hard to try to get this tax cut through the Congress as fast as humanly possible. And the Congress will leave later in the week for Passover and Easter recess, so they wanted to get it up before they left. And the only way you can do it in the Senate without endless filibustering is as part of the overall budget. So that's what they're doing. And the fact that there is no budget from the White House and that no budget has been marked up, has been written in the Senate, notwithstanding, that's what they're going to do. Now, the Democrats know that arguing over these kinds of process issues doesn't tend to work very well. When they were in control, Republicans tried it all the time, and it didn't work very well for them. But they will try to make some points by bringing up amendments that say that there should be a tax rebate right away for everybody to get the economy going, that the president's tax plan was written a couple of years ago to try to ward off Steve Forbes during the primaries. But they expect in the end that it's going to be rough going for them. But the Senate has been rough going for the president as well. He has not been able to keep his agenda focused there the way he has in the House. The House quickly passed his overall rates cuts, and then last week passed the marriage penalty and child credit aspects of the tax plan. This week expects to pass the estate tax part of it. But the Senate has a man in it called John McCain, who has a powerful constituency of his own, and he was able to get what was important to him on his agenda before the Senate, before the president's tax plan.
What can the White House do to round up enough votes?
Well, of course, they'll do the normal, the deals on spending, since it is part of the budget, give people some spending things that they want, and probably some sort of face-saving mechanism for the Republicans who have been expressing their doubts, something like a trigger that says that the tax cuts in the future years don't go into effect unless there's a healthy surplus in the federal budget there, and maybe a delay on the estate tax or promising an eventual compromise there. But I think the real issue for Republicans in the Senate is that the White House will say, and I think correctly, that this is a big deal for President Bush, and that if he loses on this central item in his agenda, the tax cut, that it will weaken him terribly. He's using the tax cut as his mandate, since he lost the popular vote in the election, and there's still a lot of controversy about the election. He thinks if he wins on this, he shows people he's strong. And that's a very powerful argument to be made to members of his own party. I remember, Bob, when President Bush's father was president, he did not have a veto overridden, even though it was a Democratic Congress, and even though sometimes Republicans in Congress changed their votes between the original vote on legislation and the veto override vote, because they knew that their power derived from him. And the same thing is true of these Republicans in Congress now. So even though the president doesn't have the votes now, the argument that this is bad for him to defeat it is a very strong argument.
One fight the president seems to have decided to avoid is campaign finance. The Senate is expected to pass that bill today.
The fact that we're saying that is quite remarkable. It is ready to pass, the McCain-Feingold bill, with not very many changes attached to it. And I think that a few weeks ago, nobody expected that to happen. But the power of Senator McCain and the fact that Democrats had voted for it in the past made it hard for them to oppose it once it finally came up for real.
And what will its fate be in the House?
Well, there are two schools of thought. One is from the Republican leadership, maybe get it over with quickly. The other, which is more likely to prevail, is to wait until after the tax bill is signed, which is likely to be July 4th, somewhere around there. You've seen already that Senator Daschle, the Democratic leader in the House, says it's really going to be fought out in conference committee, and he will appoint John McCain to the conference if the Republicans don't. And Senator McConnell, the great opponent of the legislation, saying if it passes and the president signs it, I'm taking it straight to court. So it still has a ways to go before it becomes law.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.